segueing perfectly into the fact that Tom Stevens now joins us on the phone. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
And again, filing period just got underway today, and we talked about the fact that you're planning on running for re-election. What are you hoping for the next 2 years?
Well, this is, it seems like year after year, it's an important time for Hillsborough. What's important in the coming 2 years is a whole plateful of development. We have some tweaking to do at Waterstone. That's really taking off now that the hospital's open. By the way, today was the first time that the emergency room was open. We do have a proposal on the table for a large undeveloped tract. It's a Collins tract that's in the center of town called Collins Ridge. Several other developments are kind of getting underway right now. So it's going to be a big development period over the next couple of years, and how we shepherd that in is going to be very, very important to where we go in Hillsborough.
So the board's going to have a lot to talk about in the next 2 years and beyond. A lot going on in Hillsborough right now, though, and one of the things that I know we wanted to talk about was the fact that the police department's 2015 Citizens Police Academy is coming up starting next month. Registration now, right?
Oh, yes. And what a very cool thing. And again, this is part of a very large effort that the town has been doing to engage citizens. You'll see that from our water and sewer and stormwater folks. You'll see that when we did our Citizens Academy. The police department have been exemplars in reaching out. This is the second time, I believe, that they've done the police academy. They've done several youth academies, and people really, really enjoy it, get a lot out of it. What they will do is they meet once a week for 7 weeks. They'll take up to 13 participants, and they'll go into some depth about what happens with the various departments in the police department. They'll have a chance to look at what happens with drug investigations. They'll have a look about how the uniform patrol works, how criminal investigations work. And, of course, the fun one is when they get to spend some time with the canine unit.
Yeah, and they get to ride along with the police officers, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's something that I know we've talked about when Carrboro held the police forum, the community policing forum, I think was that last week, right at the beginning of the week. Walter Horton was there, chief of police, and said that just doing that is just, even before everything else in this police academy, just the opportunity to ride along with a police officer and see the world through their eyes while they're on patrol is a very important thing, just to give people a sense of perspective about what it's all about.
Absolutely. There's lots of different ways that folks can get involved and have connections with the police department. This ride-along and the police academy is a little bit of an in-depth way, but certainly get involved in something like 10 community watch groups that we have. The police department has been very involved in a lot of charitable fundraising. They do demonstrations from time to time. You'll see that out in the park with the canine units or at the various festivals like Fairview Live. And then they're just, they're very good folks about, you'll see them sometimes on Saturday night just sort of walking downtown, and we'll walk into establishment and just chat with folks and just making sure that people know that we're keeping them safe. But we have a very strong community policing ethic that we're really trying to work and build upon, and really like the work that our chief of police, Dwayne Hampton, has been doing.
Absolutely. Well, if you're listening out there and you're interested, you have to be 18 years old. You have to have no felony or serious misdemeanor convictions. I assume comical misdemeanor convictions are okay.
There you go.
And you have to be an Orange County resident, which means you don't necessarily have to just be a Hillsborough resident. You can be anywhere in Orange County, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And I suppose if we have too many, an overabundance of people who are applying, we'd probably give first spaces to people who actually live in town, but certainly there's folks who are in our the greater Hillsborough community want to know more about our police department, and of course we know folks who sort of will live a while in town and live a little bit outside of town. So we're all residents of the greater Orange County area. We're all residents of the Triangle area. So to share information is very important.
13 spots open. You can stop in at the Hillsborough Police Station on North Churton Street right downtown. And so that's coming up. The Police Academy beginning in August, but registration open now. And this week, segueing to the other big event happening in Hillsborough, on Thursday, July 9th at 8:30 in the morning, town's hosting a community coffee to talk about Christmas in July.
Right. Like, why in the world would you talk about Christmas in July?
Well, I mean, why in the world wouldn't you talk about Christmas every other month? It should be Christmas all year round.
That's
I'm totally on board with Christmas in July.
I remember a story about that when I was a youngster about, you know, but anyway, that's this is, of course, the work of our the Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce. They have regular meetings, coffees with the community, picking up on some major topics. And what the chamber is working on now is creating a partnership with various folks to talk about how we're going to do the holidays. So a lot of this is talking about the parade and the celebrations that we typically do, that the chamber is often sponsored, and realizing that what we'd want for Hillsborough is much more than just have a parade day and try to organize that with everybody, but how do we get an entire month of people visiting Hillsborough and celebrating the holidays, but also enhancing the you know, our local businesses in downtown and Daniel Boone area and in other places. How can we boost the local economy and in a celebratory way, in a way that really supports our community? And that's what we wanted to do, is engage the entire community and have a chance to talk about what the plans are going to be, and maybe have a bigger parade, but how do we incorporate that into a larger event that it draws people here, and so they're in the restaurants, they're in the stores, they're visiting the historic sites, they're getting to know Hillsborough, and they really contribute to the economic development as well as to the holiday spirit.
Absolutely. Any particular ideas on the table, or just sort of generating,
well,
brainstorming?
Part of this, it's came about as the last year was the first time we've done a night parade since any time that I can remember. And, you know, there's always pros and cons to any time that the parade happens. There's always some businesses that it helps and some businesses that it seems to hurt. And I think there are folks who would like to see the parade take it up a notch and do even, you know, more involved, but if we're going to do that, then we've got to make sure that it's a win-win for everybody, and that doesn't happen if you start planning right after Halloween.
Right.
That's what it is now. It's really Christmas planning in July.
All right.
That we want to make sure that everybody has a chance to be involved, hear what the plans are, have a chance to have input and tweak plans and help shape the plans, so we make it a real community effort.
And again, everyone's welcome to that. That's going to be 8:30 in the morning this Thursday, July 9th, hosted by the town of Hillsborough. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Witted Building, which is, of course, right on Tryon Street. It's where the county has their meeting rooms. It's just two blocks off the downtown, where the old library used to be. So that has become such a great facility for this community for lots and lots of things besides just the county commissioner meetings. So Witted Building, we've had several meetings in there previously. In fact, our upcoming town board meetings, well, some of the times will be in there as well. So as we're doing some renovations to the town barn, so the vision that the county commissioners have to make that meeting space available for the community and for arts events and for other organizations has really come to fruition. So Witted Building is easy to find, right on Tryon Street, lots of parking.
All right, sounds good. Again, that's Thursday, July 9th, 8:30 to 10 a.m. Everyone's welcome to that. Mayor Stevens, we've got to let you go, but we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Aaron, you have a good week.